You know, another point that you made in that talk that really struck me was the issue of, you know, what happens to a person who has severe CHF as a potentially life-threatening condition from a quality of life point of view. I thought it was kind of striking speaking to an oncology crowd. I thought it was kind of an interesting thought that you brought out to us.
Well, the point that you're referring to was, I believe that heart failure is really not a very quality of life enhancing condition to have. As cardiologists, we always think of cancer as like the worst thing you could possibly have or die from. But in fact, our patients who die of heart failure have very unpleasant deaths. It's painful. You're essentially drowning in your own secretions. And it's not a clinical syndrome to just blow off and say, oh, we can give them some diuretics and it'll get better. It's a complication to take very seriously.
Do you have many patients with heart failure who die through hospice, with hospice caring for them?
More all the time. I think cardiologists are way behind oncologists in utilizing the hospice system. But more and more, we're recognizing when we have nothing else to offer and opting for palliative care and quality of life at the end.
I guess the bottom line in terms of hospice is a life expectancy of 6 months or less. And I'm sure by looking at various numbers, et cetera, you can probably put quite a few patients in that category.
When a patient has other comorbidities in terms of malignancy or advanced age or other things and isn't a candidate for radical therapies like transplantation, then I think hospice is a very appropriate direction for a patient to go.